USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It took a while, but the United States is drawing dozens of other nations in grounding all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes of that type of plane in 4 months, including last Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst says grounding those planes is the right thing to do.
It is disruptive, but you know what? Again, it was the right call.
She spoke on the Daily Briefing with Dana Perino. Boeing says it's supporting what it calls a proactive step out of an abundance of caution. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, now officially running for the White House, as the 46-year-old former congressman from El Paso says he's a candidate in 2020, and he's begun a three-day swing through Iowa. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Blizzard conditions and hurricane force winds still buffeting Colorado as well as Nebraska, South Dakota, canceling thousands of air flights and shutting down several interstates. The storm is blamed for the death of a Colorado State Patrol officer. The U.S. Senate expected to vote today or tomorrow on a plan to block the president's emergency declaration to build a wall at the southern border. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The vote could be a setback for Mr. Trump, who, even while running for office, promised to build the wall. Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells us, wall or not, he's concerned over what we know is already coming over the border.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A mafia boss who was shot outside his home in New York is dead. Francesco Cali was gunned down while walking outside his home on Staten Island. The 53-year-old Cali was believed to be the head of the Gambino crime family. Reports in the city of New York are that Cali was shot several times, and New York police do say the shooter took off in a blue pickup truck and no arrests have been made. The British Parliament votes today on whether to ask the European Union to extend the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the Union. It comes after MPs voted yesterday not to leave without a Brexit deal. And on Tuesday, they voted to reject the deal Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with that trading bloc. A request for a delay would have to go before EU leaders when they meet in Brussels next week. And ABC is bringing back a couple of classic TV game shows. Vulture's reporting the network is rebooting Card Sharks and Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not made a formal announcement of the time slots for those shows. Want to remind you again, we have a recently redesigned website online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.